The gospel reading, in the first reading today, we hear about the fact that the wise man prayed for wisdom and for prudence, and these were given to him. And in the antiphons today, you might notice all the different things about the heart and the fire and so on. And that's what St. Philip Neri was about. Very brilliant man, very wise man, but that wisdom was demonstrated most perfectly in his love for God. So much did he love God that his heart actually grew physically. Now, one could say an enlarged heart medically is not a good thing, and it's not. But his wasn't just a medical issue, because there was a particular day when, well, setting it all up, first of all, he was actually given a dispensation from some of the things. The Pope had required all the clergy in Rome to wear certain vestments and so on, and except for Philip Neri, because he was always running so hot, sweating all the time and so on, so he was dispensed from that. And they didn't understand, of course, at that time what was going on. One day he cried out in pain, and he talked about his chest and how much it hurt. Well, when he died, they found that he had this very large heart and his ribs had broken to be able to form almost like a little roof, a house over the top of his heart, so that there would be room inside of his chest cavity to be able to hold his heart. So it wasn't a medical condition, it was a charity condition. His love for God, one could say, was such a fire of love within him that it literally expanded his heart to the point that his ribs had to break. And it was this that he would use to be able to bring the Lord to others, that immense love that he had. So as it said in the reading, unbegrudgingly, I share this with others. It's exactly what he did. Now, when he would say Mass, that was a different matter. He couldn't say public Mass because he would go into ecstasy when he was saying Mass. So they would have a server come, and at the time of the consecration, he would go into ecstasy and he'd start floating a foot or two up off the ground. And so he would just tell the server, if that happens, put out the candles, you can go home, come back in about an hour or two, and then we'll finish Mass. So that's why he couldn't say public Mass. So here's a man who was so filled with love for God, and you can only imagine what he would have wanted to tell the people, and yet he couldn't. So we see that love that's there. That's where the wisdom comes from, as we have talked about many times. Wisdom comes from experience, and that experience of God, which is the love of God. And that's what St. Philip knew. That's what he understood, and that is what he unbegrudgingly passed on to others, showing them that immense love that he had, working with the children, working with the poor, working with whomever God would put into his path, and yet with so much ability. They wanted to promote him, they wanted to make something of him, and he didn't want anything to do with it. He just wanted to remain small. Because again, the wisdom that was there. He knew if he could be small and hidden, he could be united with the Lord. That was what was most important. He could take on some post, and he certainly had the ability to do it, then he wouldn't have time to pray. And he would be pulled this way and that. This way, he just got to focus where he wanted to be. What a beautiful example for all of us. So many people struggle with that idea of wanting to move up the ladder and having some kind of position or whatever. And you have to ask yourself, and at what price? What really is most important? And so when we hear in the gospel reading that we are supposed to be like servants awaiting the master's return from a wedding, so that when he comes and knocks, he will find us prepared. He's knocking at the door of our hearts. Remember in the book of Revelation, Jesus talks about that, how he comes and knocks. And if we are willing to open the door to him, he will come in and he will have supper with us. But if we don't open the door, he's going to go to the next one. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. And that preparation isn't any kind of physical preparation or material preparation. It's a preparation of the heart. It's a matter of being able to recognize that. People who are close friends might have almost like a little code, you know, who it is that's knocking at the door because of the way that they did it. These days with those stupid phones, you can actually have a different ringtone depending on who's calling, so you know exactly who it is without even looking at the thing. When I was in the seminary, lived in a hallway. After enough time, you knew who was walking down the hallway because you could recognize the pattern of their footsteps. You didn't see them, but you could hear it. How much do we recognize Jesus? Do we recognize his voice? Do we recognize his pattern? Do we recognize the way that he does things? And is our heart open to him? Is our heart prepared so that when we hear those footsteps or when we see that pattern or when we notice this, that we immediately open? That's what St. Philip Neri did. His heart was wide open to the Lord. His heart was literally on fire with the Lord. It exploded with love. That's what we want for ourselves. That's what the Lord wants for us, to be so in love with him. And how many of us really don't want that? Oh, we'll give it lip service and say that's what we want, but the reality is most people just want to be mediocre. That's what they do in their marriages. It's what they do in their spiritual life. It's what they do with everything. They just want to be in the middle. They just want to be mediocre. Nowhere do I see anything where that's a blessing. In fact, Jesus said, be hot or cold, or I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. If you just want to be mediocre, getting spit out isn't exactly a good thought. He wants us on fire. He wants us to be filled with his love. Maybe your heart's not going to expand and your ribs aren't going to break, but the fire of God's love can still be burning deeply within you and profoundly within you. That's what he is inviting each one of us to come to him, to open our hearts, to let him in, to be able to receive his love and to be able to love him in return, from there to love his people. But that becomes the real issue for us. Do we want that? Do we want what it's going to require to get there? That's where the problem is. Usually, it's not that we don't want to love, it's that we don't want what it's going to require to get there. Pray for wisdom. Yes, pray for love. Pray for the grace to love God. Pray for wisdom, because that's what's going to help us to discern. That's what's going to help us to put the priorities correct. That's what's going to help us to focus on the Lord and on loving him more, because we're going to want to experience more and more and more. And it's not experiences of ecstasy and consolation and so on, just going deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery of God, which is beyond our comprehension, and therefore it is dark. It is dry, it's painful, and yet at the same time, so profoundly beautiful. That's what God wants for us. His heart is wide open to us. He recognizes you. He knows your voice. He knows your footsteps. He knows everything about you. When you come, he is ready to open the door. It's already wide open to you. So now ask, how is it on the other side? Do we recognize him? Are we ready to open immediately when he knocks? Do we recognize his pattern? Do we really want to have our hearts open that way? Those are the kinds of things that we need to be looking at. Wisdom is going to help us to be able to say yes, to open our hearts, to receive what he's giving, and to unbegrudgingly give that to others.